Hey guys, welcome to the Vine Rant. We've been wanting to shoot very, very quickly because I kind of have a little joke. So does Hugo, but we've been holding back because we want to see Jason's reaction to it. Jason, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Jason.
I'm glad to be back. It's been like 90 days, I think, someone was telling me.
I feel like we're a chart right now, you know, highest... You know, like, you know, it's pretty funny.
But you should be going this way.
I'm on an angle.
Well, that's the thing.
Typically, I'm a foot higher, but I'm on this really lean slope.
You're in a stool. You're in a stool right now.
It's okay. I've better. Doesn't matter.
What was your thing?
I was just going to say, we were about to shoot the rant, Chris and I, and Jason walked in looking really GQ today. And
I
was like, I think he walked in here just to be on the rant. And I'm so happy he did. He looks super sharp. And
okay, why don't you tell the real joke? Tell the real joke.
I don't even have a joke. That's all.
No, you said that. I look like
Chris had a joke.
I don't even think that's a joke.
That wasn't a joke. I never said it was.
No. This is a joke you said when I walked in. You look like I was being drafted.
Oh, yeah. I did say that. I said, you can't see it, but he's got really nice socks and shoes. He looks super fresh today. And I was like, you look like... You're about to be drafted by an NBA team looking like super fresh.
So I'm hoping it's the Raptors.
Yeah. Fair enough. So, okay, you're our guest. We'll just fight with you and rant with you about whatever you want. What are we going to rant about?
All right, let's talk about what I read today. So what I read today was that the reason why we're not seeing a lot of movement in the housing market is not because people don't want to buy. It's because there's shortages.
Okay.
So I know we've been always talking about the housing shortages, which has led to probably a lot of the pricing increases, but it seems like nothing is changing. And as days and days go by, we're having more and more problems with people wanting to move. So,
well, let's address that. Let's maybe go and talk about why we think there's shortages and why people are not moving. I think that a lot of the reason is people that qualified 5, 10, 7, 8 years ago, even 2.5, 3 years ago, just simply don't qualify today.
That's
so,
the major reason.
So, you know, the general rule of thumb is you find a place, your family's growing, or you're downsizing.
Yes.
But yet you can obtain financing to continue on progressing. Like, I have individuals that are going into retirement, and with the new stress testing, they can't downsize. Listen to this.
Whoa.
They cannot downsize and get half the mortgage they have now.
That's in Toronto, though, probably, right?
But I'm not talking about value. I'm talking about half the mortgage size that they have now. They don't qualify. So we have a major issue here. And I wish people are taking this into account, because some of these rules just simply don't make any sense.
Well, they did a little bit of the little adjustment in the stress test.
Brought it down extra $50 now. You can get a $50
but that's,
larger
mortgage. That's another thing. They didn't really make any adjustments. That's just the trend of finance in general.
It.
No, but the Canada benchmark rate automatically adjusts based on what poster rates are.
To be fair, though, think about it from the government's perspective in optics. The government comes in and makes and says, we have a problem with price values and debt in this country. They come out with these very aggressive rules, which they implemented. Mm-hmm. As a government, you can't 2 months later say, okay, we messed up. Let's immediately change the rules. You have to kind of let it play its course. I think it's very clear that it's hard to qualify.
No, you know what? Now you're getting into politics. And I don't agree with you.
I'm just saying,
politics
does matter, though, because it was the politicians
but
who made
my point
these
is
rules.
That it shouldn't matter. I'm sorry. That's like you saying,
but it did matter. They're the ones who made the rules.
But that's like you saying, oh, I know I'm, you know, just giving an example. Oh, I know I should have invaded that country, but I already started. It's only been 2 months, so I'm not going to pull off. Let me keep bombing them so I can kind of make sure that I didn't make a mistake. I'm sorry. You made a mistake. Own it. I don't care about politics.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is, they're not going to come back and make the change, obviously, because that's just how politicians work. But I think we are going to see some loosening of these policies that will be a little bit more favorable. But I think it'll be a little bit too late, maybe at that point.
I don't know.
I think we need some policies regarding.
I think
more
going from a 25 to 30 year amortization is probably going to be the first thing that I would expect to see.
But how is that helping?
To help qualify a little bit. So instead of a 5% down mortgage going to a 25-year term, going to 30-year term, which will give you a little bit more room to qualify. But more importantly, make your payments lower. Like, why is it someone that who's putting 20% down, who obviously has some more capital,
correct,
able to go to 30 years, Where someone who's a first-time buyer is restricted to a 25-year term.
Well, I can tell you why.
I know why. I've been just saying, but you should be looking out for these first-time buyers and make them help them be a homeowner as long as they qualify.
I think you should start using common sense. I mean,
yes.
If you have a 30-year-old, you know, let them extend amortization, especially their first-time buyers. Create the amortization should be based on certain parameters. Is this your first purchase?
Uh-huh.
Or is this your 10th rental?
Yeah, right? I get it. That makes sense.
I agree.
Or, I understand that equity-based lending is gone.
Yeah.
I understand that. But in certain scenarios, it just makes sense, especially when you're about to go and retire. Maybe your property's worth $1 million. That's what
they
have reverse
mortgages for. They satisfy that market.
That's fine. But that's not them, the government satisfying that market.
That's
why, us. Why should a senior pay double the rates just because of policy?
No reason. But I think the major issue is, though, there's two issues. I think one is in what we're seeing is, you're right, the qualification. Because some of the higher value homes are not really moving as much.
Can I give
you
just a random example?
Yeah.
If you make $100,000 and all you have is 5% and you want to live in a city like Toronto, you're barely going to qualify for a $500,000 property.
No, you're right.
A $500,000 property is not
You
really,
won't qualify for a $500,000 property.
You're barely qualified for that. Exactly.
And that's assuming you have no debt whatsoever.
That's assuming no car loan, no debt, nothing. So a $500,000 condo is what I'm referring to, because there's a condo fee. That's a tiny home. That's a really good income.
I agree with you. But now let's talk about the other argument, which is, well, maybe they can live in the city. So let's now move them to, I don't know.
Outside the city.
Pick a town anywhere.
Peterborough.
Ajax.
Okay, great. That extra $300 a month that you now have to pay in GoTrain is what you could have put in your mortgage.
But not only that. Think about the stress it puts on our services as a government.
That's right.
You're keeping people away from the core. So now you have to build more transit, fix our roads.
Well, in that regard, it's good for the economy, but that's a different story altogether.
But I also think that there are flexibility and some solutions.
I honestly think it's not common sense anymore. Lending is not common sense anymore. You know, we have the 5 C's of credit. Character used to matter within the underwriting process. Now it means nothing. Character means nothing.
I think these policies go through waves. They go through very, very tightening, which is where we're at now. And then they sort of loosen up. At one point, we had 35-year amortizations. You put down 20%, you can buy as many properties as you want to. Those are all gone.
There was 40-year amortization. But there was zero down payment.
I think there should be a lot more common sense with the rules. But I don't think that, you know, I think the reality is, in a big city, this is going to be an unpopular thing to say, but I don't think everyone should own a home.
If you can't qualify, you
can't qualify. That's what it's like. You know, people are having the same discussion in New York City
or Tokyo.
No, but they had these discussions over there years ago. We're only accepting it now.
There's a supply and demand issue. There's a significant under supply of housing in Toronto.
I agree with you.
To be one. So prices have to go up.
I agree with you, but that's not my point. My point is the following. You've owned a home for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You've had no issues. You have good credit. Mm-hmm. And now, because of stress testing rules or whatever rules have changed, you can't upgrade and have another room for your new baby?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
I get it. That's a good point.
So I understand. I agree with you. Not everyone should own a home.
So maybe the rules shouldn't be an umbrella, which is what they currently are. There should be parts of the rules that made it different.
The fact that the stress testing rules even apply for someone that just wants to switch their mortgage.
Yeah.
Not even refinance. Not even, we're not talking about getting new money or extending amortization. We're just switching for another lender because maybe they weren't satisfied with their current lender, or maybe because they want to get a better rate.
Yeah.
And they're stuck with that lender forever, basically.
Right.
If they can't make the switch, I'm saying.
Right.
And these are people with good credits, great jobs, and it's tough. But there's also some, you know, uniqueness going on in it. And I think the government needs to work on, you know, we're talking about commercial a little bit. They need to work with the builders to build more homes. And I think that's the major issue.
There's a lot of red tape.
Like, you can't just, like, I don't 100%. Think you could fix it with just policy, which is saying, I'm going to make the mortgage rate. We need more housing.
What the city is actually doing, this is a Toronto thing, is they're finding more unique ways to create housing. So things like laneway housing.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that too.
Easier to get access to. I think the idea is, if you can't afford the home, maybe create a home that you can qualify for, but also rent to help you not only qualify, but also cover your costs. Make it easier.
So now to
do these things in a big city. Why are you making it harder?
I got a question to ask you. So then now, if you're someone that owns a property in the city and you have the ability to do like laneway and add additional housing, is it on us as a responsibility to do that? to want on, to do on that who, on who? As a homeowner, like in as a society, like should we, if I have a laneway, should I be looking towards create that to add more housing into the economy?
I was talking to my wife and I said, if you know, on a next property, if I had an opportunity to do a laneway house, I would do it. No problem. Because in my eyes, it's a little different than having a tenant in my home. They're in my garage. I don't even care. Yeah. I get to make some money off of that. Uh-huh. No problem. I would do that as long as it made sense for the space I had.
They should have policies in the city that would encourage that. Just, like some sort of credit or something.
I think the city's working towards that, and you know, it is easier, but they should just make it even easier to do these things.
You know, Chris, you know someone. Sorry to interrupt you, but one of someone we mutually know, they do like container homes, and they actually got approved. Yeah. I was looking on his Instagram, actually. He got approved for a container home as a laneway housing. And that type of stuff
looks really well. Or even things like you get a traditional home that's zoned maybe as a 3 or 4 unit legal home, and an independent title for each unit, guys, like a mini condo.
But guys, we're still going back into financing, because rules are rules. You can have, you know, a legal unit or whatever. A lot of these lenders will not take the income per se. A lot of them will only take 50%. Yeah. And I'm not saying it's a norm. So before you guys attack me and say, no, there's this
bank. No.
Let's go with the standard. The standard 50%. Is 50%. And then they take off property taxes and heat and condo fees and whatever.
You're negative.
Why are we so negative about someone having an income producing unit within their own property? I mean, why can't we just take vacancy rates and maybe even double the vacancy rate?
I just because think that's not reality. Normal. So that's what I mean. I think we're transitioning to a point where that has to become normal.
Right.
That someone has a tenant in their basement.
That's my point. I mean, if I have a tenant in my basement, legally, everything's fine.
Unless you're making a grant.
You're actually going to have 100% of that income.
No. Forget, no, because there's always vacancy.
Yes.
Let's assume. Okay. But why don't you, if Toronto has a vacancy of, I don't know, like I'm-
1.9%.
Is it?
Okay. Really low.
Make it 5% vacancy and only take 95%.
Yeah.
I mean-
I agree.
That's common sense lending.
And that would help.
Why are we assuming the half of the half? Mm-hmm. Why are we assuming the half of the year is going to be vacant?
But here's another thing, though.
Why?
The banks aren't willing to be reasonable. When you take a young couple who maybe just graduated university, they started a job, maybe they're making 60 grand each, their credit's good, nice and clean. There's got to be a little bit of flexibility and common sense going back to the character where they're probably going to make more money.
Yes.
So well, if they're just thing. Qualifying, we that's should be exactly, giving a little bit more exceptions knowing that this guy is probably going to double his income.
That's exactly
because
it.
Because he's not like 50, 60 years old at the peak of his income.
But even or, that, why you know don't you make it too? Age related?
If you're no, I was going to say this too, because you know how they have those policies for dentists and doctors?
Oh, yeah.
Now we have different careers that are being paid as much as these professionals.
You can be a doctor making a lot more than
those professionals.
Yeah, exactly. So now like some plumbers and millwrights are getting paid in the...
Well, because you can be a guy who just walked out of med school with 200K of debt.
Yes.
200K of debt. You don't even have a job lined up yet. And the man will be like, yeah, here's $1 million mortgage, best rates. Like, what the heck, you know?
But you could be like a plumber making 200,000, 250 and you
at like 19 years old. At a really young age, maybe not 19 years old.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, really at a really young age, you can make. So I think, and here's a fact that a lot of people don't realize, the default rate in Canada is, I think, below 0.5%.
Yeah.
So all this stuff that we're talking about, all these policies,
protection.
They're protecting the banks, right? And protecting the economy, you can argue as well. But the reality is we don't have a problem with default in Canada. We have a pretty solid system.
Yeah, but you can assume that you're never going to have.
So I'm not saying we have a tiny default.
I commend the changes. What I'm not happy about is, and I'm going to say I really don't care, is honestly, it feels like no one that's in the industry put really their 2 cents in.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, there's so many examples that we can go on. This rant will take literally hours and hours.
The battery
where
would be
things
dead.
Where things should be approved and honestly they don't get approved because of a technicality.
And those are tough conversations to tell your customer, like, and you know they can afford it. And you're on the phone like, I can't get you qualified for this. Or you have to traditionally send them to a B lender and they have to get a higher rate.
And then you have programs for self-employed people who don't even have a history of income.
Yeah.
Being told that, hey, you're 4 months into your job. Yeah, we're gonna give you a mortgage.
Yeah,
you know, like there's very specific programs. There's a lot of there's a lot of unfairness.
We just have to help. I think the first home buyers, because if you help the first home buyers, that will trigger a little bit more movement.
100%. I think that.
You're right. Maybe they need to do 30-year amortization for first home buyers. I don't think everyone.
I think the mandate should be, if you want to be able to get into a home, make it easier for a legitimate home buyer, homeowner to get into a home.
Sure. I also think
and
this
make
too.
It easier for people who already own the house
I'm not even
to
saying,
re-qualify.
Right. I'm not even saying owner-occupied homes. I'm literally just saying first-time buyers.
Yeah.
Period.
Not rentals, not investors.
Not
first
I'm upgrading
home
my home. Yeah. Nothing of that. Just literally, I'm a first-time buyer.
Yeah, that's a good one. That would be like
because we have a lot of people need. Even in our age group that still haven't even got into the housing market, and it's part of these rules too. That's tough, right?
Yeah.
So it's
and I feel like if you're just starting out and you're buying a home and you can qualify in Toronto, it's you're you know it's very tough, man.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
All right. I saw this the other day, one before you guys stopped, but I seen a builder actually building like a townhome and they're including a secondary suite.
Illegal.
So maybe they're illegal. Maybe they're adapting and that may help.
That's in Ajax, right?
Actually, I think it's in near Yorkdale. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those I don't know the developer. Awesome. I don't want to say no name.
Not only is a great long-term rental if they decide to keep it and rent it later on, but it also helps them get into the property, helps them offset their costs. Like as a lender, that just makes sense.
Another topic. Sorry, I just realized. Does this match this?
No, man. It's close, though.
It kind of looks like it does. Look.
These are...
No, it does. He just did it on purpose.
What do you have right here?
These are a bunch of... So this is business on the outside?
Oh.
Party on the inside. It's a
bunch of... I got a little party on the inside.
A bunch of ladies in lingerie.
You got a party on the inside?
Keep me warm. They keep me warm.
Yeah. Next time, man.
I'm concerned. Yeah. All right, guys.
This is a good one, man.
Thanks for joining the rant. Appreciate it. See you next week. Do, 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 do